Paul said, who is weak? Am I not weak? Who is offended? And I burn not. If I must needs glory, I will glory in the things which concern my infirmities. In other words, Paul said, I know I'm living right. I know I'm doing right. And as long as I know that I'm doing right and I'm living right, I'm not going to gripe and complain about all the stuff that happens to me. I'm just going to glory in the infirmities God's got on me. Roger Staubach of the Dallas Cowboys said this, if you're not playing hurt, you're not playing football. I want to preach a little while to thought, playing hurt. See, to me, it seems like I'm not knocking. I am going to knock it. I'm just going to go. I'm going to knock it. Our sports of today, especially our professional sports of today, a bunch of sissies compared to what we used to have. Amen. I'm just being honest. It seemed like the older guys were a whole lot tougher than what we've got now. And I know the people are stronger and faster. There's different rules. But listen to this. In 1985, Ronnie played a playoff game with a crushed finger that eventually had to be amputated. Kurt Schilling won Game 6 of the 2004 ALCS with a bloody ankle. Before the game, he had a crude ankle surgery where the tendon of his ankle was sutured into his ankle tissue. Manchester goalie from Bert Trautman finished the 1956 Cup with a broke neck. Michael Jordan scored 38 points in Game 5 of the 1997 Finals with the flu. 5 weeks after getting in a car crash, and this is what I told you is going to lie, 5 weeks after getting in a car crash that resulted him in losing 30 inches of his intestines, Southern Miss quarterback Brett Favre came out in 1990 and beat Alabama. And now they get a hyperextended little finger and they don't want to play ball. Sound like a lot of people in church to me. Seemed like our older saints had a whole lot more tougher skin than what some of us do today. I mean, you know, the thing about it is, when you play ball, you keep going no matter what. And I'm going to be honest with you. When we're in church, we don't quit. We play hurt. And I'm going to be honest with you. And I thought about it as I was sitting on that front row. If I quit every time my feelings got hurt in church, I wouldn't have made it here about 3 weeks. Because Scoopy Miller made sure of that. Amen. The best friend, Greg, supposedly the best friend I had in the world would hurt my feelings more than anybody else in this church. I mean, there are days that I would leave here pouting because Scoopy had said something stupid. And I'm being honest with you, I didn't know Scoopy like you knew Scoopy. I was a brand new preacher. I mean, I'm sitting there thinking, I mean, listen, he said things to hurt my children's feelings. And I'll be honest with you, I'm just being honest with you. Sometimes I want to hit him in the mouth. I know that don't sound very spiritual. But what do? You keep on going. You keep on going. I mean, and I want you to, we play hurt because your contribution matters. Did you hear what I said? Well, they don't need me no more. Oh, yes, we do. Understand that. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 13. Wherefore I desire that ye faint not at my tribulation for you, which is your glory. You might not think you matter, but I'm going to tell you right now, you matter not only to Jesus, but you matter to somebody else. That's why we keep on going. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, chapter 1, verse 6 says, and whether we be afflicted, it is for your consolation and salvation, which is the effectual and the enduring of the same sufferings which we also suffer, or whether we be comforted, it is for your consolation and salvation. Paul, what Paul's saying here is, what I'm going through for you. We understand that. There have been times that I've come and manned this pulpit for you, not for me, for you. There have been times that these deacons come to church and they're here and they're working for not for them, but for you. And understand something, there's people in this church. You come to this church, you do what you do for other people, and you don't worry about it. You're not trying to get the praise, but you're doing it for somebody else. That's why you keep on, because your contribution matters. I got to think about it as I was studying this. When I got shot, when that come out, David, and pull that gun on me. I could have said, I might as well just quit. When that guy pulled that gun on me, Tony, and I'm going to be honest with you, there's police officers that have died because they panicked. But I realized I had a wife at home. realized I had a three-month-old baby girl at home. They was something worth fighting for. They was something worth playing hurt. And understand, after I was shot the first time, that's when the fight started. You don't give up. You don't quit. You play hurt. You keep on going because your contribution matters. Under a U.S. runner, Manteo Mitchell, finished a race with a broken leg. He ran the opening leg of the men's 1,600-meter relay. He gave his all because there were three other men in the race with him that were glad when they finished, and they finished with the best time. Do you think those other men were glad that he gave his all? And I was thinking about it. I love history. And I just saw something this week. You know, I wonder how many of those men in World War II were glad that Audie Murphy stood on that tank after being shot and helped save them. Your contribution matters. Your contribution matters to this church. Your contribution matters to the one that you're sitting beside. Understand, we're all in this together, amen. We're all in this together. And I'm understanding you play hurt because it's a team sport. There ain't no I in team. We're all in this together. This is Liberty Free Will Baptist Church. But it's not necessarily just about Liberty Free Will Baptist Church. It's about all of us working together to upbuild the kingdom of Jesus Christ. We're not trying to upbuild a kingdom of David. We're not trying to upbuild a kingdom of Tony. We're not trying to upbuild a kingdom of Matt. We're lifting up Jesus. And when we lift up Jesus, hey, understand something. He's the coach. He's the owner. He's the one paying the price. Amen. You just stand in there and do what you're supposed to do. Acts chapter 4, verse 32, and the multitude of them which believed were of one heart and one soul. Revelation chapter 19, and I heard as it were a voice of a great multitude. Amen. It's a team sport, and we play hard and we play hurt because our team needs us. I'll be honest with you. I thought about it, and I'm not saying this for any kind of pats on the back. I'm not, you understand. If it hadn't been for COVID, I'd have preached last Sunday. There have been times that I come and got in this pulpit that I didn't feel like being in this pulpit. There have been times that Robert came and sang that he didn't feel like singing. Why do you do it? Because it's a team sport. I'm here for Gavin, and Gavin's here for me. I'm here for Tanner, and Tanner's here for me. It's a team sport, God, y'all. I mean, we play hurt because we have a position to fill. And understand something. Every time that I am not in the position of this pulpit, things don't go just like they're supposed to go. We can have good services. Thank God for Preacher David and Preacher Trevor last week standing in the pulpit and doing a great job. But this is my pulpit. This is my area. This is where I'm supposed to be. And when I'm not here, glory to God, things ain't right in the universe. Everybody in here's got a position. I know where most of you sit. And when I get up in this pulpit and Wes ain't sitting there, guess what? The team sport ain't running like it's supposed to be running. And when Brother Jerry ain't sitting there, the team sport ain't running like it's supposed to be running. We play together. We play hurt because it's a team sport. When I look back and I know where you're supposed to be and you ain't there, I'm brokenhearted. Every one of us has got a spot to fill. You play hurt because of the love of the game. I was studying, I remember reading about RG3 that played hurt, and then Roger, I remember thinking about you play hurt because the love of the game, and you play hurt, but young men play through injuries, and old men keep on playing because they ain't got no better sense. Thought about Brett Favre. Just didn't know when to quit. That's the kind of Christian I want to be. Glory to God. Just don't know when to quit. Amen. I mean, I still think I got it. Amen. I still think I can contribute. I'm just going to be honest. I want to be that kind of a Christian, glory to God. I want to be that kind of a Christian that David has to help me get up in the pulpit on Sunday morning, and Tony has to help me get down out of the pulpit on Sunday morning. I want to be that kind of a Christian, say, I don't care what nobody says. I still think I got it. I still think I can do it. I'm going to give it all I got because that's the way it's supposed to be. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6 says this, for I am now ready to be offered, for the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give to me at that day, and not to me only, but to all them that love his appearing. What Paul is saying right here is I love life that I've lived, and I'm going to do the very best that I can do. How many of us are playing the game right now at the very best of your ability? How many of us are doing what we're supposed to do? Let me tell you something. I love church. I love Sunday school. I've heard David talk about it. I love Sunday school. I love coming. I love the man cave. I love the way we treat each other in there. I love the way we can come in there and joke around and laugh and have a good time and learn about God's word. And we can come out of there, come in here, and we can worship God. I love it. I love it when you come into the God's house and you hear a buzz in the sanctuary. Everybody's talking and fellowshipping and loving on each other. I'm just telling you, that's what we need. That's what we need. Because it's a team sport. See, I love baseball. I love baseball. And we know David was talking about how Tan's had surgery and Tan's going to probably get to play baseball again, but I can't play baseball no more. I'm too old. That's why I play softball. Amen. That's the old man's game. Because I still want to go. That's why on Wednesday nights, we come out and play basketball with some of these younger guys. Because I love it. And not only do I love the game, I love these young men. And I know there's going to come a day that I ain't going to be able to go up there and do that. And I know there's going to come a day, Wes, that I'm not going to be able to get out there. Matt, Drew, Tucker, I might not be able to get out there with you one day, but I guarantee you you'll hear me on the sideline. Cheering you on. That's why you play hurt. That's why you give it your all. Because there's somebody watching you. And there's somebody paying attention to what you do. There's somebody looking at you every time. Understand something. How do you think it inspired it? I remember seeing the old clips of Larry Bird when Larry Bird got hurt and they sent him out in the game and the Boston Celtics kind of fell off and they weren't doing good. And then in the third quarter, Larry Bird comes back in and leads his team. He's got a major concussion and he leads his team on to victory. That's what we need to do. That's why you stick it out. That's why you stay in there. That's why you play hurt. That's why you come to church when you feel good and you come to church when you don't feel good. That's why you come to church when your feelings is hurt and you come to church when you ain't hurt. That's why you come to church when your feelings is hurt and that's why you come to church when you've hurt somebody's feelings. Because we've all done it. We've all done it. I've done it. So you suck it up and you do what you're supposed to. You play hurt to show others how to do it. I remember reading about Jack Lambert. I think it was 1980 playoff game. Jack Lambert played for the Rams. Played a whole playoff game with a broke leg. Most of us have heard the story of Derek Redmond. How many have ever heard the story of Derek Redmond? You've heard it, you just don't remember it. Derek Redmond was running into 400 meters. I think it was 400 meters. He was running for Great Britain. They started the race off, and he was not supposed to win. He was not the favorite to win. The favorite to win was a guy named Lewis, and they started off bad. He's running, and about halfway through, he pulls up with a hamstring. You can see him in the race. You pull it up on YouTube. He's got a hamstring issue. He's laying down there grieving in pain, hurting in pain. And he gets up and starts hobbling toward the finish line. And somebody, the announcers are talking, well, the winner is Lewis, and the first and second and third place is this one. Oh, but look, Derek Redmond is trying to finish the race. You see, he's grieving in pain, and all of a sudden, you see somebody come out of the stands. It's his daddy. His daddy grabs him a hold, puts his arm around him, and helps. His daddy tells him, you don't have to do this. You ain't got nothing to prove. And he looked at his daddy and said, just get me to the finish line. My God, I just want to make the finish line. I got people that's watching me. I got children that's watching me. I got grandchildren that's watching me. I want to do it right. I want them to see me make it to the finish line. I want them to see me give my all. I'll tell you, I'm in this thing for other people. I'm not in this thing for me. I know I want to make heaven my home. I understand that. I got a desire to go to heaven, but I got a desire to see my grandkids go to heaven. I got a desire to see you go to heaven. I got a desire to see everybody go to heaven. We play hurt because there's a prize waiting on us. Ronnie Lott played hurt with a crushed finger, which was later amputated because he got a Super Bowl ring. And understand something. Melvin, don't you know that hurt? I don't know why, but Melvin crushed his finger. Don't you know in that game, David, you know what I'm talking about. You've played, and Brother Robert, y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all have played where you had an injury or whatever. Don't you know that finger hurt? And later on, they amputated him. But guess what? When he wakes up every morning now, and he walks by that trophy case, and all them Super Bowl rings is in there, that pain lasted for just a little while, but glory to God, that victory lasted forever. My God, somebody ought to help me right here. Hey, pain is only for a little while, but victory lasts forever. I'm telling you right now, you just go ahead and suck it up. You just go ahead and do what's right. You just go ahead and stand in there. You just go ahead and play hurt. You just go ahead and be what you're supposed to be. Because I'm telling you right now, in about two or three more weeks, two or three more months, you won't remember the pain, but you'll remember the victory. You'll remember when you stand before Jesus, and Jesus looks down at you, and Jesus said, I know you was hurting. But you kept on going, and you kept on going for me. You didn't do it for you. You didn't do it for somebody else. Here's the victory. Listen, I know it's tough. I know it's tough. There have been times that I didn't want to come to church. Been times that, I'll be honest with you, there have been times that I didn't care. Because I knew somebody was depending on me. Clint, you're going to get out of bed. You're going to put your clothes on. You get up early in the morning and you take that Bible and you open that Bible when you really don't feel like it and you start studying and you start praying and you ask God to help you. Because somebody's depending on you. And the thing about it is, somebody's watching you. If you'll talk to the old Green Bay Packers, and Robert knows what I'm talking about. If you talk to, and I've seen a bunch of interviews from some of them old Green Bay Packers from back in the 60s and 70s when Vince Lombardi was their coach. One of their most motivating things they did not want to disappoint that coach. And if you got any kind of coach that's worth anything, you don't want to disappoint the coach. That's the one that's cheering you on. And I know, you know, I see a lot of these younger football coaches now, like Dabo Swinney and some of these other guys. And what's the young guy at Carolina now? Beamer. You see these young guys, and they're on the sidelines. And you know what motivates those players? When one of them players make an interception, and he's running down the sidelines for an obvious score. And he looks over to the sideline, and who's running beside him but that coach? Yeah. Man, I'd tackle hell for somebody like that. You do realize that Jesus said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And I got a coach that not only cheer me on, man, bless God, he runs right beside me. He knows every pothole. He knows every hurt. He was there, Matt. He was there. He knows everything about you. And said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Folks, we got a prize. We got a coach waiting on us. Not only that, we got other players that's going on waiting on us. Let me ask you a question. Don't you bow your head. Matt, play something.